This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. City of Cleveland, which at last check sits alongside Lake Erie, has embarked on a big waterfront development project. But retrofitting the old is a challenge, as Matt Richman from IdeaStream in Cleveland reports.
Today's version of Cleveland's waterfront, with a new restaurant, museums, and a park, has been a work in progress for a while. The land was first developed for industry. There's a port where barges drop ore for the trip to the steel mill upriver, and a municipal airport built on top of a landfill. And in 2014, the city picked Richard Pace, a local developer, for the next stage of development.
Always, as a citizen, everybody has always felt that the downtown lakefront needs to be redeveloped and we need access.
Pace has plans for two corporate headquarters, 1,000 apartments, and a school next to the Browns football stadium. But one of his biggest problems, the freeway and railroad tracks that separate this stretch of waterfront from Cleveland's booming downtown.
Well, waterfront development, like any other big undertaking, can take decades.
Ann Breen is a co-founder of the Washington, D.C.-based Waterfront Center and has consulted with community groups for decades. She says industrial-era obstacles are found along rivers, lakes, and oceans nationwide.
The uses that the waterfronts were put to many years ago, like railroads, highways, dump yards, major industrial uses that have become deindustrialized and are sitting there vacant.
Then there are often disagreements about how best to use the land. In Cleveland, some favor private development. Others, like longtime waterfront advocate Dick Clough, would like to see an emphasis on public access to parkland.
Our view right now is to try to get people to imagine the possibilities.
His group proposes opening up prime parkland by moving about a mile of Interstate 90 away from the waterfront. The new route would reconnect two parks cut in half when the freeway was built. It would cost about $150 million, and it could take 10 years, a reasonable time frame, when it comes to waterfront redevelopment. In Cleveland, I'm Matt Richmond for Marketplace.